Go.
Hey guys, welcome back to No Filter Podcast. I'm Brittany, and of course here with the husband, Antoine.
What's up? How you doing?
Okay, how was your week?
Fine. I mean, the first full week of school, it's only Wednesday, but I mean, it's going all right. I mean, everything is working out. I thought it was going to be, it was not as hectic as I thought it was going to be. Hectic, I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's going okay. Just the pickup lines are a little hectic.
Yeah, I had to do one of those. Because I'm usually at work, but I had to do it on Friday. Because you had your biopsy little thing.
Which I'll talk about later, but it was, I bought it up on the Instagram page about black women in healthcare. So I'll talk about that on a later episode. But yeah, the first week of school is pretty good. But I think with, so any parents out there that have not had their kids go to school yet, the pickup line is trash. I don't know if any other schools is about to be doing this, but they don't want the kids congregating out front or like just big groups of people. So when you go pick up, you pull up to the door and they'll ask you who you're there to pick up, or you had a sign or whatever that they give you. And then they get on the walkie-talkie, call that student out, and then the student come out and get in the car. Then the next car do it. So it's a process, but I guess it's just to...
Just to be safe, because they already got them split up anyway in school. So it'd be pointless to have them split up in school if they just kicking it outside.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I think.
And then we pretty much, our elementary school was pretty much like that anyway.
Mm.
It was pretty much like that anyway. It's just more tighter knit.
They just, I would say they just not allowed to stand outside together.
Yeah.
Anything else happened this week you want to talk about before we go to media?
I mean, shit, nothing really. Like, just everything was cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice week. I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, which I guess you can look forward to the weekend. I mean, I feel like I'm going to be back in my little bubble. And you need to be too.
Media. There's a lot to unpack here.
It was in the media or what?
In the media.
Yeah, so you don't want to talk about what I want to talk about.
Which, first of all, don't be trying to play me like I just be out here.
I'm not trying to play.
I take precautions, okay?
Okay. I get it. I just don't want nobody to get comfortable. I know people that got comfortable and look what happened.
Why are you rubbing your stomach? What does that mean? Pregnancy or...
No, I was just saying, I know people that got that's extra comfortable and take all the fucking precautions and...
Oh, I see what you mean. I was about to say, what does pregnancy have to do with...
Nobody's
like,
pregnant.
Rub your stomach like, yeah, they got comfortable and look what happened. I'm like, wait, who's pregnant?
Shut up.
Okay, so first thing in media, Beyonce did her Ivy...
Oh, yeah, Beyonce had that ass out. I'm sorry, I had to be ignorant.
Before we get to the ass part, Beyonce did an Ivy Park rodeo ad. I guess that's her new line of Ivy Park that she got with Adidas. It included a lot of cameos.
So she's selling chaps with ass out?
I guess so.
That's what's up.
Looks like it was part of the line.
You gonna get some?
No.
Come on, man. I want to see your ass out and some chaps. I'm sorry. My bad. No, we're supposed to be professional. I'll be more professional. I'm sorry.
It included a lot of cameos. The Carter kids were in there. She, you know, Blue Ivy being the stuff. She showed, what the hell is them kids' names? Sir and Rumi.
Who was that?
Those are the twins.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the other kids. You know. Yeah.
Miss Tina was in one. And then they had Toby and Fat... Okay, I don't know their last name. I don't know how to pronounce it. Toby, he's a rapper. That song, they're like, I'm on fire. He got like, I don't know. That's the only song I know of his. And he had another song with Paul Wall.
Yeah, I don't know.
You do know. Just Google it. Toby. Yes, T-O-B-E. And his wife's name is Fat.
Toby from the Roots.
Is that him? Oh my God, is that him?
No, that's the name. Toby Roots, the... Never mind.
Okay.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. They be on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay.
And their wife is pregnant, but they just had their baby. But you know what I'm talking about. Is she...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that song, I really like it. But,
They got a couple of songs. Like, he usually be rapping and shit.
She yeah, like she a rapper hair. Too. Yeah.
Yeah, they be... Yeah.
They kind of give me, like, Solange vibes, sort of. But, they know. Was in the, ad, too. They was in the Ivy Park ad, yeah, which yeah. I thought was pretty dope. But, so the ad featured a picture. You could... Everybody probably has seen it by now. Beyonce got on Cheps. Got that... All the cheeks out. Okay? So, when I seen it, I was like, oh my God. This is beautiful. Like, it was such a nice picture.
Now, you know how many times I tried to get a look at some ass? It's Beyonce, is that she all over it? I'm just joking. It was a joke. You have, to, you have to look
now,
at me like
that. Don't
even
try to play me like that.
You have to look at me like that.
It was a nice picture. And, of course, I go in the comments, and she need to hang up the towel. And
hang up what towel? That's what I'm confused about.
They saying she need to hang up the towel and leave the ass to... Leave this showing ass to Megan Cardi, and but, people were saying like, and y'all say she a queen, this is trashy, she had to stoop to this level. I'm like, what?
But that's the thing, I don't understand. If it's Kim Kardashian, she would have broke the internet. Right. They've been talking about it everywhere. Which she did about, I don't know how many, it's what, August? She did that about 3 times already.
I was
this
just
year.
Going to say, and if she would have did it, I would have literally been like, okay, now we're getting sick of seeing that. Fake ass.
Right. At least it's a real ass.
Right. But a lot of people was like talking shit, which I'm like,
I don't think nothing.
And they kept saying, what do Jay-Z think about that? I'm like, obviously she wouldn't have done it if he didn't agree with it, I'm sure.
Right. And then it's like, it's one of those things that where, I mean, it, she don't look bad for no. her age. Like, and then yes. it's like, it wasn't like, it was tasteful too.
Yes.
It wasn't like
exactly.
it was.
Exactly.
Cause I mean, honestly, what earlier this year y'all was fucking when people was talking shit about them doing the WAP on the Grammys and shit, y'all was defending them when everybody was trashing Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion, that WAP song.
Oh, WAP.
That's
oh,
what. I,
WAP, yeah, WAP. I forgot about that.
Goddamn. But anyway, like when people was talking shit about them doing it on the Grammys on primetime TV, everybody was defending them mm-hmm. on like freedom of expression is or it's art and all that. But she do it way more tastefully in an ad for her clothes, and everybody want to drive her for it.
Right. And then people were saying, where is she going to wear that to? I don't know. It's Beyonce. She can wear whatever the fuck she wants.
First of all, do you know how many of these goddamn, what is they, like, clothing lines and stuff they have where they have clothes where... Motherfuckers don't even wear them out.
Honestly, if they actually...
All these fashion shows and shit.
If they're actual cow people clothes, cow... What do they call those people? Cowboys? If they're actually cowboy clothes, I'm pretty sure they can buy those clothes and wear them. I think they're yeah. for cowboys.
But then again, they wouldn't have their ass out.
Well, yeah, so
I'm just saying, people are stupid. Like, they wouldn't have... Mm. They wouldn't be dressed like how Beyonce was dressed in the outfit.
Anyways, I enjoyed the ad. It was very nice. It's always nice when she comes out with these ads. Shit, I don't even try and get nothing. I like looked once when she came out with the activewear line, and
I enjoyed that
everything ad. Was sold out. So I shit. Just I don't even try.
I enjoyed the ad too. Real enjoyable.
Oh, OnlyFans put a stop to their sexual content.
Well, sexually explicit content. Mm. From what? Basically from the podcast and shit I heard, or even just looking on Twitter and seeing, I guess you can say content creators complain and shit on Twitter and Instagram about what was going on. I mean, I don't want to say it's funny because, like, honestly, shit, they found a way to make money and basically, you know, they found a way to make money, especially throughout the pandemic, like.
And that's what I don't understand. OnlyFans, nobody really cared about OnlyFans. At least I didn't know anything about them until the pandemic hit.
Supposedly,
they've been out since 2016.
Yeah, they've been out for a while. And then basically the main thing was it was content creators that just wanted to get paid from doing what they do. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even sexual shit. Like, it was yeah. people, it was like artists. Like, yeah, motherfuckers actually did paintings, cooking, concerts, and shit like that. And then when the pandemic hit, that's when it started to get more and more recognizable for sexual content or whatever, because it was so easy to do. Mm-hmm. But
that's how people make a living. I think that's what's up.
From what I hear, it was even better because a lot of, like, you can say porn stars, male and female, mm-hmm. they started doing shit on their own and mm-hmm. making triple the amount of money they was making.
Yeah, because they not signed to a...
Yeah, they not signed to no bullshit deal, or people don't own, like, they own their own content and shit. So, I mean, it worked out good for the content creator. So what happened was they banned it. And then it was a ban because somehow the banks...
Well, it was going to be banned next month.
Yeah, we getting there. It was going to be banned because I guess the banks...
app supported the...
Yeah, a lot of the bank apps didn't support the content. Mm. So that was just fucking up the money for OnlyFans.
So the banks that supported the platform, basically.
Not the banks that supported, like, all the banks. Like, the banks, PayPal, like, all the... Zelle. I see. Banks, PayPal, Zelle, Venmo, and all that shit. And the banks go through that to transfer money.
Yeah.
So basically, I guess, however they was getting their money transferred, the banks didn't want to associate themselves with the content on OnlyFans. Yeah. And then I guess it was a lot... It went even deeper because even like certain countries, other countries where they would do it like that, where like sex work is like completely illegal and forbidden and shit. Mm-hmm. I guess people they just didn't want to be associated with that type of shit. Mm-hmm. And I guess they was banning explicit content. Like what, last week is when they came out with it?
Yeah. But now it's back,
and
right?
Now I guess they straightened out whatever issue with the banks, and now it's like, oh, then
back on and popping.
It didn't even take a week. But I'm just saying, like, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but it's like the world banks and shit run every goddamn thing, because it was just like they were shutting them down because they didn't want to be associated with the way they was making money, and they making billions and shit throughout this platform. So then the platform was like, well, we got to change the way we do shit because they're not going to help us out. And then in less than a week, they fixed whatever issues they was having.
Yeah, and now, I mean, I thought that would have been a foolish thing for them to do, to disassociate themselves with this app or platform that gave them so much money. Just imagine how much money.
But you got to think, it's banking. I forgot I heard this from another podcast, but it's banks. They don't care about a company to make $1 billion a year.
Well,
look how many billion dollars they got already.
I'm saying not the banks. I'm talking about the people that run the platform.
Yeah, but they can't do shit if the bank tell you, well, we not going you know, release the money from you, or we not going to give you the money from subscribers or such and such. Like, what can you do if they...
I'm glad those people got their jobs back. Apparently, OnlyFans takes 20%. But
honestly, that's actually super good. So, like, if you do anything and whatever platform or label you own only take 20%, that's good as fuck.
Yeah, that's good. But guess what? Tiger coming out with a platform where you could do all that shit. And he don't give a damn. He said you could do all that shit and he only taking 10%. He said that shit coming in October. So that's right, girls.
I think I seen it. It's called like, ain't it my star or my stars?
I feel like he already had something like that, but he coming back. He coming with something else. We could do sexually explicit things.
But he was one of the motherfuckers that made.
He
made like $30 million, and it wasn't even a year.
Yeah, he had a platform like that with girls. I can't remember what it was.
No, he was doing it through OnlyFans.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's why he made, because he had his OnlyFans, and then I guess he had like an agency that had ran other girls' OnlyFans or something.
Okay,
like
that's
that.
What it was. Okay, yeah, but he coming out with his own shit. That's right, girls. For those of you out there that does sex work, Tyga is only taking 10%, and all you gotta do is pop that P for a real nigga like Tyga. I'm just playing. I think that's kind of nice, though, that he doing that. Because he people always be trying to dog him. I think Tiger's smart.
He always find a way to make some money.
I think he's smart.
Because you got to think, like, people...
The only thing I don't like about him, you know what I'm about to say, right? Is the whole dating Kylie thing, that was strange. It was, like, pedophile-ish to me.
It's that rich lifestyle. Yeah, like, nobody gives a fuck if they be rich.
Yeah, like, nobody gives a fuck. It's a whole different lifestyle, a whole different world. But, yeah. I think he's pretty smart. So
what?
There's a new thing going around here. A new sport that just came out.
You talk about that crate shit.
The niggas. Then got them a new sport.
The crate challenge.
That's right, girls. Breaking backs, neck bones, arms. Shit, I even seen somebody say somebody died doing it. I'm not for sure if that's true, but niggas is out here doing this crate challenge. I don't understand it. Not sure who came up with it.
I just want to know who is paying these people. Right. Because I know the first one, it was like, because you seen it was a couple videos, but it was the same motherfucker, the same little house or whatever, same people, and then it just started popping up everywhere.
Oh, so, okay, I see.
Because it was one person, then they was doing it, because it was the same environment, like, it was the same area. So you could see one person was doing it, and he gave people money that actually did it. It was only like two or three at the time. But then, like, everybody else started doing it. And it's like, so was somebody paying y'all to do it, or y'all just doing it to see if y'all can do it?
I wonder if they getting paid off the hashtag. If they started it and used that hashtag, I wonder if they getting paid off the hashtag. Or how does that work?
I have no idea, bro.
I just don't understand why. I literally seen one where this lady had to be in her late 50s, very skinny. She's a real skinny white lady, and she looked like she smoked a lot of cigarettes. And when she
you said she was in her late 50s.
She looked like she might have been drunk.
She might have been 35.
No, I think she was old. She don't even look like she had... It looked like she had fake teeth or something. But she got up on there. She got up on the second one. And then the third one, and she had got right to where she was going to be at the top. And she started shaking. And then she started going back down. And then she started going back up. She get on the top one, fell over, and got up, and her arm was, like, twisted the complete other way. Like, literally, her elbow was pointing forward, and her wrist was, like, pointing backwards. And then she just was holding her arm. She got up and was holding her arm. And I'm like, you were backing down. You was literally about to get down, and then you got back up there for what? And she broke her shit, and she was just holding. She got up and walked back in the house holding her arm. I'm like, I know that hurt.
I want to know how much money they getting. Like, who is the person orchestrating this, and why is y'all giving these? Like, it must be enough money for people to risk that. Because after seeing the first person, because look, if you're the first person that tried and you look, I'm like, oh, it ain't gonna be that hard. You know, you could probably walk up the steps. You might fall, but you ain't gonna get hurt. But after seeing the first or the second motherfucker fall. Yeah, that's stupid as hell. And then the people that's doing it over concrete, that's stupid. And then if you're doing it over grass anyway, that's a setup because it's grass. It's not level.
It's not going to,
I don't know. Y'all motherfuckers is crazy.
So we did
talk. Oh, but I do give a shout out to the one dude. I don't know how he did it.
Oh, rolling the blunt.
How he was calmer than the fan, like smooth as hell.
And the one girl in heels.
I don't know about that. That didn't look genuine. What did the dude rolling the blunt?
Genuine. Though? I didn't know the crate challenge was genuine.
I'm not saying
none of them look genuine.
I'm not saying genuine. Like, it didn't look legit. Like, it really, like, none it really of them happened.
Legit to me. I don't understand.
It didn't look like it was real. Like, it didn't look like. It looked like she was like sticking her heels in the crate or some shit. Like, the crates wasn't even really moving. It just didn't look right. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping. I don't know.
I think you are. Because I don't understand why you're trying to describe to me how she cheated on the crate challenge. When the crate challenge is dumb as hell.
You're right. It's dumb as fuck. I don't even know why I did that. You're right.
It's fine. Discussion. I want to ask you a question. So I've been catching up on Love & Hip Hop, which I'm going to talk about later in Baywatch. But I haven't watched Love & Hip Hop in a while because it just drains me so bad.
It's not draining. It's starting to get annoying. Corny. Because I used to watch that shit. It's corny. Like,
well, the Atlanta one. Because
you can see
one,
what's fake. Like, you can see it's all storyline.
The Atlanta one, some depending on who it is. Like, Yandy and Mendeecy, I watch that storyline.
But that's what I think. It's like, you can tell it's for the show. And it's like, okay, even if it's like a fabricated storyline or a scripted reality, at least make it seem like it's actual reality.
Well, some of that, like Carly Rae, I don't understand why she's still on the show.
I want to know how the fuck her and Lamar Odom meet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like she just brings, she meets somebody, start dating them, like, all right, my next storyline. Like, I feel like she's around, you know?
I don't know. I don't even want to talk about
her. I like her daughter, though. She seems nice. I like Yanni and Mendeecy's. I like... I used to like Kirk and Rashida.
I don't even know who they are. I still don't know who they are.
Kirk and Rashida.
I know who that is. I know who that is. Like, and honestly, I just realized that because he kept having babies on her, right?
He only had one of them.
He kept cheating on her or some shit.
With the girl that was like 20 years younger than him.
Yeah.
Anyways, so on this most recent episode that I watched, Spice, she's a member on the show. She's pretty big. She's been, I think she's a reggae artist. She's been an artist. She's been around for a long time.
I haven't heard of her.
She's like,
but she like a, she big where she
she's
from.
Overseas. Y'all say she's like a Beyonce Jamaican. In Jamaica.
Seriously?
Yeah, she's big. Spice is big. I remember before she came on the show, I'm like, oh. You know, I've heard of her before, but just not all like that. She kind of like Shaggy. Like that type. Like, big. She's big.
So she kind of like a Beanie Man.
Yeah.
Type motherfucker. Like,
she is. She's big over there. But, so she's on Love & Hip Hop. And, she started dating somebody from production of the show. And now he's on the show or whatever. And he's her, you know, her love interest or whatever. They showed a scene basically where he like sat down with her and was like, you know, I don't like how you be grinding on the stage and doing this and that. Like basically he said she needed to tone it down. But literally she's been around since the 90s. And that's her thing. Like, she does her shows. Like, that's why she's so big, because the way she does her shows, that's like a big part of who she is. Like, she be like making dudes lay down on the ground and she like stand over them and like be splitting real hard down them and shit.
But that's like, that's that Jamaican,
that's their
entertainment
culture.
Like, that's what they do. Like,
and her boyfriend was like, you know, you need to tone that down. You're gonna be doing that, you're gonna be dancing on no dudes, you don't need da da da. I'm like,
first of all, you super insecure as fuck. Because, like, she an entertainer. She was doing that when you met her.
You're part of the fucking production of the show.
So
like,
you knew exactly what she was about.
You knew exactly what she was doing when you met her. So...
Right. Speaking of something completely different, I remember listening to Amaya Shepherd about... what is her name?
Tiana Taylor?
Yeah, Tiana Taylor. Anyway, I remember listening to an interview with him, and he was saying, like, you know, he had to get used to her being in photo shoots. You see dude rubbing oil and shit on her, or making sure, like, she rubbed up in the right places, her being half naked in certain scenes, music videos, and understanding, like, that's her job. Like, it ain't nothing against you. You shouldn't even be offended or hurt. Like, she getting prepared to be in a scene. She doing that scene. That's how she worked.
Remember they said Jay-Z kicked everybody up? He called somebody and was like, is it guys in there? What is she wearing? Kick everybody out. Like,
yeah, so. It's like, you gotta be in a different level. Like, you gotta be in a different comfort level and love in your relationship, because it's like, you know, like, it don't mean nothing like that. Like, like, it's,
I mean,
just what she's doing for her job.
Hard, though. I remember I used to watch...
But if you come to the point where you can separate that, that's what he's saying. He's like, you can separate it. Like, you know, it's not real life.
Yeah.
So that's just the thing. And, like, I don't understand how you can't separate
together, too, so...
Yeah, but, I mean, even like when he was talking about when she did her one video, like, you know, the video where she was like stripping or whatever and dancing, like he said he had an issue with that, but he had to come to
WTP.
I don't remember her. I don't know her full catalog like that. But it was just like little shit. Like, I remember back when he started doing more, like talking about his rapping and stuff and started getting more into the limelight or whatever and just doing interviews with the Breakfast Club and other shit. He was just saying like it was hard for him to separate that, but then he realized this ain't real life.
Yeah. Well, that's good he realized that.
So that anyway, taking it back to what we were talking about, like that's what you met her doing that, so I don't understand
why, like,
you
can't separate that. I feel like that. It's one thing if you're a performer. I feel like Spice is a performer. Like, she puts on a show. She's a performer. And I feel like that's kind of like, I know, like, Janet Jackson does a thing where she, like, pulls somebody up on stage and dance on. Like, that's what people do. They entertain. And as long as I feel like, as long as you ain't tongue-kissing somebody, I'm not about to be like, you know, stop, tone it down. Like, that's what she does. And, but he said, I mean, he basically was like telling her she need to tone it down. But I'm just like, that's what she does. It's not fair. But the question I wanted to ask was, would you consider a career change for a significant other if they didn't like what you did?
Would I consider it? I mean, I don't know. Honestly, it depends on what it is. If it's like, kind of demeaning or degrading. It depends. And then it depends on how.
It's like if you dated a stripper. Like, a lot of times, I know that's a problem.
That's the one thing. You can't expect a stripper to stop doing what she's doing if you can't support that way of life. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, y'all fall in love, but at the end of the day, it's a certain type of income a motherfucker is used to.
Yeah.
And then you don't know if they really gonna be able to ride or grind as hard enough.
And I feel like with Spice, if I come to a Spice show, I want to see the show. Like, I want to see all that hitting the floor and all that shit. And if she tones herself down, I feel like that would be a disappointment to her fans. Yeah. And yeah. I know she...
Especially if she built a big-ass fan base, what you're talking about. I mean, that's... Yeah. But, I mean, back to, just to finish answering your question, like, with the, say, the stripper situation, like if you do that, like, y'all gotta have a plan in place or something to account for that extra money or that lifestyle. You just can't say, I want you to stop doing this, and I'm gonna be there for you if you can't compensate for that loss.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it sounds petty or...
No, I agree.
But you can't expect to pull somebody away from something.
Yeah. So I've been seeing a lot of posts about, I think you sent me something about, kids and clothing labels and schools and all that. But I've been seeing a couple people post about, because not our school district, but a school district near us, was strictly uniforms for years now. And I guess,
honestly, it wasn't that long, because you remember... I think one week, because they put them in uniforms after not being in uniforms.
But they did it up until high school. High school, you can't be in uniforms.
And then they switched it back a few years after changing it.
But, so they've been in uniforms at least the past 5 years.
Yeah.
And now they're changing it to back to, you know, you can wear whatever you want. So... I've been seeing a lot of people talking about, like, name brand and this and that. Like, I saw some people saying, like, oh, my kids don't need to wear name brand. I seen a meme. No, was it a meme or did somebody? Oh, no. Somebody posted this. They was like, hey, guys, make sure y'all check y'all kids this year about making fun of kids who not wearing name brands. Everybody's renting out $29. So.
And that's honestly, I mean, I really can't. That's the truth, because now that I look back. Just me growing up, a lot of the motherfuckers that was a name brand, I was making fun of other people for what they wore. It was like, well, look where you live at. Like, do your mom work? Or how much you even paying in rent? Like, what? Like, the motherfuckers that wasn't wearing name brand lived a completely different lifestyle than you.
I didn't even... I just remember that when I was in school, a lot of the time, I was more worried about what I was going to wear the next day than even doing my fucking homework. Like, and I wasn't... Yeah, I was. I was saying I wasn't into name brands, but like when Forces was big, like I was like trying to do that, and I couldn't even stand those shoes. I could not stand Forces. They look like boats, but I used to get them just because that's what it was in. I remember I had my first check for my first job, and I bought these shoes. It was the Valentine's Day edition of the Forces, and I got those, and they were so big on my feet. Like, I just did not like the way Forces looked, and I wore them to school, and I was like, oh, she got them Forces, da, da, da. And I was just like, yeah. And then after that, I'm like, what the fuck I'm gonna do with these shoes? I'm not gonna wear them again. Like, I hated them shoes. But, like, I don't know. I think it might be, like, an age thing, but...
No, it's not an age thing, because, honestly, I was...
Or the way you was raised, because my mom said no, she was, like, a label whore.
I was spoiled. I was spoiled, and, like my dad bought certain shit, and, like, I wanted to be like him and his... My uncle and like their cousins and shit, like they wasn't really like a label fanatic, but it's like, cause like they wasn't in like the big labels and shit on their stuff, but it was like they bought that stuff, and you can tell like what, you know what I'm saying, you can tell what it was, even though it wasn't too flashy. Like, I got a story for me. Like, in my elementary school, I wore uniforms, and like I was spoiled as fuck to the point to where like I got mad because I got in trouble in like a white polo shirt. Like, my dad didn't buy me like the Tommy Hilfiger shirt that had like the Tommy Hilfiger crest on it. Like, and I was pissed off, like, because I'm like, over nothing. And like, that was in elementary school. So it's just like little shit. Especially like when you have it, like, it changed your way. I realized how you was thinking later on, especially when you raised your kids. It was like,
yeah,
it was like that shit was stupid.
Yeah, it was. But my mom, like I said, my mom said she was like really into that when she was in school. Like, my mom said she used to be fighting, and she wasn't like the best student in school, but she was fresh. Like, she was fresh as fuck. And well, I think my uncle told me that, but
yeah, because I
that's how it goes. I remember, I think was that you? I don't know if I told you that, but when I volunteered for a field day a couple years ago for the kids' school. It was like a section where all the bad kids had to sit that they couldn't play or whatever. So, I kid you not, all the bad kids was dressed fresh as hell. They all had Jordans. They all had like cute, like, you know, head to toe Jordan outfit, Tommy outfit. And I'm just like, and I kept, it wasn't Tommy, but it was like, they was dressed nice. And I'm like, looking like, why the bad kids dress nice? And it got to a point, because that was a long day. That was a long day when I went up there to volunteer. And it got to a point where I kept looking every time, you know, they had the next class to move, and then the next section of bad kid, I mean, the next group of bad kids come sit down because they couldn't play for field day. I look at their shoes. Every classroom, there was a kid with Jordans that was bad. And I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. And then, well, like you said, I don't know. But anyways, I saw this post on Facebook today that kind of made me like, what the I don't know. I didn't like it. I'm going to read it. Says my kids go to a majority white school, so it's definitely not a fashion show, and they're still in the stage where they want me to just go pick their clothes out for them. Thank God I'm dreading next year for my son to be in middle school. So I don't know, what do you think about that? Do you think it's like a white black thing?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
but then again, it's not even a white black thing, honestly. That was ignorant of me saying. It's like a rich poor thing.
Yeah.
Because even the white kids that live in the same neighborhood do the same shit.
Yeah.
It's just like, if you didn't like you want to look, you want to look like you got money.
Yeah. I was just going to say, that's all it boils down to.
Like, the one thing that killed, that one thing that I recognized early was, like, it was always the motherfucker had Jordan drop. Or, you know, Jordan drop, or, like, if the new phones or something was coming out, some Kanye's or some shit, motherfuckers would always be there during the drop of the hottest shoe. But it was, like, they was always on a bus. And it was just like, damn, like two shoes dropped this month at like $150, $200 a piece. That's a car payment.
Right.
Like, why didn't you just get a car?
But that's, we young. Like, we don't give a fuck.
But I mean, I see my friends do that shit in like their teens and in their 20s and shit. And it's like,
yeah.
Come on.
Young, 20s, and young.
But then,
like I said, when I worked, that was probably my first paycheck, and that's what I spent it on. Them shoes was like, I think back then it was probably like $85 or $90,
that's what I'm saying. That's why
it was like a limited edition.
Yeah,
that's, and that's, I got them, and I didn't even, I never liked Forces.
But that's how much like limited edition Forces costed back then. They ain't cost shit, and now like Forces is coming back, and they cost like $100, $110. And it's like, I would never pay like that much for no Forces. It's like, what the fuck?
And then, two, I feel like you said, I know, and I will say this, like, I was in one neighborhood, now I moved to another neighborhood in our city. And one of the neighborhoods, it was literally two white kids at the school that I went to. And when I moved to the new neighborhood, it was like half and half, black and white. And I noticed that even at the all black school, that it was literally about complete, like, straight fashion. Like, and even my mom was saying, like, you know, some of the stuff that we were talking about, stuff that we would wear to a dance. We was like looking for clothes to wear to a dance, like a dress to wear to a dance. And my mom was like, if you still went to that school, you probably wouldn't have been able to wear that dress without somebody making fun of you. Because it was a dress that I liked.
Which one was it?
I went to a school on the west side.
Yeah.
And then I moved to...
Yeah.
And the, you know, the white to black ratio in those schools...
Oh, yeah, like, you're right. Yeah, because...
Like I said, it was only two white people at that school. So, like, even if... Like, just certain... Like, you know, we... My mom wasn't saying, like, that the dress was messed up or nothing. But we were just having a conversation. I was like, yeah, you're right. Like, I wouldn't have... Because I chose to dress down on certain dances and...
Yeah, if you wasn't, like, extra or flamboyant, like...
Yeah, I would just dress down. Like, I would find a cute, casual dress, put some heels, you know. But if I even knew that if I was to go to that other school or whatever, I wouldn't have done that.
You know, the one thing that I didn't get, but they only had it at the black schools, though. My first time hearing about it was, like,
Yeah.
That was, like...
Remember weird. They tried to do that at our... It was only one school that did that.
Of course. Yeah, we know the school that was...
And everybody, I guess everybody tried to...
And everybody would go from different schools, and I didn't... Like, the first time, I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, I didn't get it. And it was just like...
Like a casual dance.
But...
All I remember is a bunch of airbrushed t-shirts. Like, seriously.
I never went. Because it didn't make sense to me. Like,
I never went to it either, but I know when we were supposed to have ours, and it ended up getting canceled, we was going to get airbrushed t-shirts. And jeans, and like wear high top Forces and stuff like that, like that type of look. But I don't know. Like, I feel like our kids, I feel like we had this conversation before. Our kids don't know like labels and stuff like that, and that's how I like it, because honestly, when I was growing up, I really didn't care about a label. Like, I used to go to fucking Body Central, like that was the fucking place. Body Central and fucking whatever, Debs back then.
Yeah, because even I feel the same. Like me, I was because I was trying to be like, like other people in my family.
You know
what
era I hated? Like I think back and I hated the Aeropostale era. Remember that?
Honestly, I ain't had no problem with that. Like, cause I wore, honestly, I like their jeans because their jeans actually fit.
I never bought their jeans. I always bought their polos.
Yeah, I wore their jeans and their polos.
I always bought the polos and like I'm just like, remember that was supposed to be like the prep look. Like that was like Aeropostale. I don't want to say I hated that, but thinking back now, I hate it. But
I don't think it was that bad.
That was another thing. I used to go spend my checkup at Aeropostale.
But then, like me, like I realized, like in high school is when I, like later, like junior and senior year is when I started like being a little bit what I am now. Is like sometimes I would wear like the shit. Like I would always have me like a couple polos and like some Levi's and shit all the time. Period. But every now and then, like I would switch up. And I would, like, that's when I started wearing, like, before it was even big, I would get, like, I remember I had this, like, Captain America t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Then, like, a Spider-Man t-shirt that looked old, but it was, like, a new t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And I had, like, other, like, X-Men shit. But I would always have, like, some Levi's and, like, my shoes to match my shirt and shit. Like, I would switch up to the, like, it wasn't all name brand and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, it was something that I like to wear. Like, yeah, like, it's 2007, 2006, and I'm wearing a fucking Spider-Man t-shirt, yeah. And it was like people like this, like, damn, where you find that from? Or where you find it? And I realized, like, being like people like you for being yourself and not just being extra.
Mm-hmm. My thing was, I would always go get like a couple girly outfits, then I would go to Finish Line and just get a bunch of like those basketball t-shirts. Like, I used to get like the 76ers t-shirt, and I would get like the Boston Celtics t-shirt, and then I would wear it with, remember the, them skirts. What was they called? Chicken head skirts.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They look like cheerleading skirts. And they were sometimes velour or jeans. I had a jean chicken head skirt. It looked like a cheerleading skirt. It was jean. And I wore my... Oh, I thought I was a shit in this outfit too. I wore my 76ers shirt. And then I used to wear the pro socks. I had the pro socks. And... That's when that like era came at the pro socks, but you know, I seen that whole outfit on like a Nelly video or something. So I had the pro socks and the tennis shoes. I thought I was a shit, but I mean, I just feel like I've never really been in super into labels. It just always seemed embarrassing to me. Like I was trying to show off, like, hey, look at me, I'm wearing a Gucci shirt. Like, you know.
Yeah, I just don't like that extra shit.
Yeah. And even now, Trinity, like, the other day, I was trying to help her pick out something to wear. And, you know, she don't give a damn. So, I was like, why don't you wear these shoes with it? They match better. She's like, well, they're just shoes. And I'm like, I know, but these ones match better. And she was like, I mean, it's just shoes and a shirt. I mean, it's just meant to keep our body warm. I was like... Way to make me feel stupid, Trinity. Like, I was like, okay, you know, whatever. You can wear whatever you want. Like, sometimes I do get, like, over the top. Like, oh, wear this. But I'm like, it's not me. You know, it's not.
Yeah, because even with my son, his situation, like, honestly, I don't really see him buying, like, honestly, he got more sweatpants than jeans. Like, that's the funny part. Like he'll wear, like, he'll put together a decent outfit with some sweatpants and a t-shirt. And then, like, he'll have, like, his shoes is always, like, you know, he like those, all boys like those expensive shoes and shit. But he'll just be like, oh, like.
I used to wear heels all day in high school. Jeans and, like, high-ass heels. All day. They used to run and catch the bus in them. All day. Like, now, I couldn't fathom thinking about where. And they was, like, the pointy-toe stilettos, like, in high school. I used to be like, man, I'm wearing heels today. And it was nothing. Like, I just wear them all day. Nothing. I don't even remember my feet hurting or nothing. And now, it's just like, fuck no. I got to prepare myself to wear heels.
Yeah, me, I mean, I just wear what I want to wear.
Yeah, I'm more of a leggings t-shirt.
Honestly, I wear biker what I want to wear, like...
Skechers.
I wish I was more like this when I was in high school, like, earlier, because honestly, I wear... What I wear, like, I wear anime and wrestling t-shirts and superhero t-shirts with jeans.
I started wearing superhero t-shirts when we started dating. With my leggings or my biking shorts.
And I get more compliments on those shirts because they be like, where the fuck you find that shirt at? Or how the fuck, like,
Anyway, so yeah, you know, guys, don't think too much into these labels and with your kids. They kids. They don't give a damn. You know, just let them dress. Let them wear what they gonna wear, because they gonna wear it anyways. Anyway, so let's go ahead and move on to Baywatch. Actually, we're gonna take a break, and then we'll move on to Baywatch after this.
All right. All right, y'all, we're about to take a break for a little bit. I got to go ahead and be the good husband and support my wife. But, you know, you can go to our business page where we sell nail polish. It's 100% vegan, cruelty-free, handcrafted nail polish. You can go to our website. It's blissful-glow.com. That's blissful-glow.com. And check us out, you know, do something nice for your nails, get a gift for your girlfriend, significant other, side piece.
Yes, and we do got a bunch of new colors and products coming at the beginning of next month, so keep a lookout. And while you're at it, be sure to follow Blissful Glow on Instagram. That's Blissful Glow Nail Polish on Instagram. Check us out. All right, guys, and we are back. So, we are about to do our Baywatch segment, which we basically talk about shows that we watch with our bae.
Well, some shows. Some shows you don't watch with me.
Well, yeah. Well, we watch with each other and we watch separately. So, you want to start or you want me to start?
Go ahead.
So, I've been binge watching Sister Sister, which I've always watched as a child, but certain things are like so much funnier when you get older. First of all, Lisa is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I believe she is
Jack
always funny.
A. Is that her name, Jack A?
I don't know her real name. I don't remember, but she was always funny as fuck.
So she's hilarious. And I noticed that the fashions, like some of the fashions in the shows, like when I watch some of these shows, I think I binge watch Girlfriends, and I noticed that some of the fashions in that show was coming back. Some of the fashions in Sister Sister, Lisa is like always like slayed head to toe.
For real?
Yeah. And she's funny. I've also been catching up on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, like I mentioned earlier. Iman and Tiana's show we've been watching together, which I personally love them. What do you think about that? What do you think about that show?
Honestly, I like it too, because I just like them as a overall couple. I don't know. I just like their interaction, just how the way they act and stuff. It's basically like how relationships should actually be. It's like they trust and comfortable with each other. It's like they're not around each other all the time. They can do shit separate.
I love them together. And their kids is funny too. Well, their daughter is hilarious.
Yes.
So those are the things I've been watching. Like I said, I catch up on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Young Jock basically was like literally came to blows with his son because he wanted to do the right thing. That was the latest episode. And Rashida might be pregnant. I'm so pissed. We gonna find out next episode. I'm just playing. I shouldn't act like that. Love and Hip Hop Miami is back on too. Listen, I was not gonna watch that. Bro, Sookie fucking Hana.
Was Miami then?
Yeah, she's on Love and Hip Hop Miami. Sookie Hana is fucking hilarious. So her mom is her manager. She shows up 3 hours late to a meeting with her mom. And her mom was like, "Where was you at?" She was like, "Oh, sorry, I had to stop and get some wings."
Hold on, what was she doing for 3 hours though?
She said she had to stop and get. She was like, "I'm sorry, I had to stop and get some wings and prepare myself to talk to you." So that was hilarious. I love her and Bill too. They're funny. So what have you been watching?
I mean, honestly, I'm still watching the same shit. Like, I've been watching The Heel on Stars. The second episode is actually...
Is that the wrestling guys?
Yeah, the wrestling show.
Okay.
And compared to what's going
on... The Heel, not The Hill.
I think it's just called Heel.
H-E-E-L.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I say. Heel, not The Hill. Like,
You ain't going to be correcting me.
So, Pete, just in case somebody want to look it up.
Okay. But and I'm pissed Raising Kanan didn't come on this week.
I know. What the fuck was that about?
I don't know. But that's something we watch. That's something I watch is heel. And obviously compared to what's going on in the actual WWE, that's fucking way better. Like, you know, the black chick with the ponytail, mm-hmm, Bianca, mm-hmm, Belair, she was the champion, the women's champion, blah, blah, blah. She is supposed to go against the one chick, I think it's called like Alexis Bliss or something. She was called like the boss or some shit like that. Like, they've been building her up. Black chick kicking ass and wrestling, and she's supposed to go against the other chick, and this one white lady comes back, Becky something, she sounds like a dude. They call her nickname is like the man, mm-hmm, and she like Irish or some shit, I don't know. Anyway, she beat Bianca Belair in 20 seconds. And it's like, what?
Ooh, and what's his name came back on there last time we was watching. What's his name?
Who?
You know, the old one.
John Cena? Mm-hmm. Oh, God. But he got beat by what's his name? He got his ass kicked by Roman Reigns, so.
Ooh. He cute, too. He real cute.
See, that's all she cared about is what the fuck they
look like. Well, he forces me to watch it out. I have to find some joy in it. They ain't finer than you, boo, though.
Okay. And then, like, this anime I've been watching. It's pretty. It's old. Like, people been watching it, but it's called Hunter. I'm not that far in. I'm probably, like, 20 or 30 episodes in. It's pretty good.
You're not that far in. 20 or 30 episodes?
Yeah, I'm in, like, the 20s. It's, like, a few hundred episodes. So, yeah, I'm not that far in. I'm way behind.
I wish sitcoms was like that.
That's how anime runs.
Speaking of which, Insecure is coming back. And we are going to be doing Final Insecure season. Minds again. Me and my sisters, we did a Insecure
Y'all did?
Podcast. Yeah, follow up. Insecure Minds. So.
I don't remember that, bro. Was I here?
Yeah.
I remember y'all doing it.
We did like, well, we only did like 3 episodes, but mm-hmm, I'm going to try and do every episode this time.
You going to try. You know how you be.
Mm-mm. Nope, because Insecure be, I can get into that. That's something. If we only talking about one episode of Insecure, especially if we talking about Molly's ass. Oh, chime in on Instagram. We put a poll up about who's the worst friend, Molly or Tony from Girlfriends. Who you think?
Who's the worst friend?
Who's the shittier friend?
I didn't read that. I thought you meant like who you like more.
No. It said who's a shittier friend.
I ain't watched Girlfriends in a while, but who's a shittier friend? I might have to go with the girl from Girlfriends.
Me too. That's what I was thinking Molly, but...
But if you look at Girlfriends going back, Tony was an asshole.
She was very, very self-centered.
Yeah. Molly wasn't as self-centered. Like,
at least Molly had Issa's back. Shout out to the Interracial Perspective podcast. They commented on it and changed my mind. Because I was thinking Molly, but they was like, remember Tony slept with Joan's sex addict boyfriend and then she showed up with him to Joan's birthday.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, she's a fucking bitch. Yeah, so that is it for Baywatch.
You're a little bit too excited for it.
Okay.
But no, is it? I mean, honestly, if it's any, like, shows, there ain't shit on right now. No. Like, nothing is on.
Yes, if there's any shows, let us know. Y'all can inbox us on Instagram. Any shows. Sierra told me about a show that we should watch.
Honestly, that's why I picked up another anime, like, because, like, animes are hard to get into. Especially if they, like, older. Because there's so many fucking episodes. But once you into it, you into it. Like, I'm still One Piece. I'm still into One Piece. Like, One Piece got close to 1,000 episodes.
Blind Spotting is what Sierra told me to watch.
That sounds like a gay porn. Not a gay porn. A blind porn.
It's artsy and it's kind of like she's got to have it. We like that.
But it sounds like a blind porn. That's exactly what it sounds like.
That's fucked up. Alright, yeah, so let us know, nofilterthee@gmail.com, if you guys have any recommendations for us to watch. Yeah, so let's go ahead and move on and get the closing.
No, one thing I want to point out is, like, we trying to do through certain, like, health changes and shit. and that involves some of the alcohol we drink. Because last
time, I was gonna bring that up, but I didn't know if you wanted to.
Yeah, I really don't care. No, like, I really don't care. Like, I'm fat ass. Like, I went to the doctor, and my doctor was like, whoa, it's only been 6 months. Where did that weight gain come from? I'm like, oh, thanks. Like, our doctor is that type of person.
She's a bitch, but she's real.
Yeah, she's real. I like her. And basically, tell the truth, and basically, like, I've been drinking beer, like, for the last 6 months. Like,
so now he's drinking spritzers.
And then I don't even drink that. Like, I have, like, two beers every day. You like the spritzers? I'm trying out different shit just to see what I like. It's zero
carbs, too. You know what you need to get, though? The, these aren't bad. What is this one called? Truly?
Yeah, that's teas.
I like the Absolute Spritzers.
Never had them.
Oh, my God. Jasmine brought those out with us one day. My goodness. I had one, and I was like, Jesus.
And then y'all got me. You got me in tequila, but the tequila I like now is like Avion is actually pretty good, and it's smooth. She don't like it.
She's no Milagro.
She like Milagro and Patron. Like that's what she on.
She's no Milagro Patron.
Honestly, I think it's smoother than Milagro.
Better.
The Avion is smoother than Milagro.
I don't think so. Yeah, so that's good. I'm glad that you...
And then it's less drinking, too. Like, I'm not... Because I drink, like, 2, maybe 3 beers every day.
Anything else you want to say before we get up out of here?
No, I'm good.
So, it's No Filter, THEE Podcast, No Filter, the podcast at gmail.com. If you guys want to send us your recommendations of stuff we should watch, you can also visit the Instagram page. That's No Filter Pod on Instagram. So you can inbox us, let us know what you think about the show. Questions you want to ask us, anything, let us know. Thanks for listening, and we will see y'all niggas next time. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast, too, if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.